We are back with the obviously more entertaining, more fun, energetic version.
How many weeks can we get away with that?
Honestly? Every single week, because
I'm just gonna say,
look, if you took excellence and you put it in a box, it'd be the exposed section of Worship Factory. Oh, I'm just saying, that's what it is.
Throw it in my mouth.
Nap.
Hey, Monique, stand
look
up when you're talking
to me. Oh my gosh.
When I'm trying to use words.
Oh, yeah, I back. Know. You're trying to be the word guy.
A-K-L-A.
If you put excellence in a box, it actually would be Xbox.
That's right. Which, yes, now he's speaking my language. Tony just started speaking my language 100%. We're good to go.
Oh,
we're
no.
good to go. We can just end the show and go play Xbox.
Okay, Tony,
right now.
Who? Who do you have in the house?
Tony Haynes, Uncle
is
T.
Is in the house.
I've been blessed because he's been like an uncle to me.
Uncle
T?
Can I just say, he is my most favorite person in the room right now? Like, no,
I thought I was.
I love all you guys.
Wow.
I love all you guys.
Wow.
But this guy touches at what I really love, which is words.
Well,
I'm a word girl.
Well, touch is to ouch you. To ouch.
Ouch. Well, you are ouching me right now. Seriously. This guy is like scary good.
She's
with
falling
words.
In love. We're physically watching her falling in love.
Yes.
And Marianne actually has some questions for Tony, so I'm gonna throw it over to her. Which I'm scared to, but Marianne,
here we go.
No, this is very unorthodox of me because I am a nerd and I write things and I analyze and pull things inside and out.
I would agree.
But I'm kind of gonna shut. Okay, I'm kind of going to kind of just lay back and want. I want to hear about your radio show. What is that all about?
Because
you have a radio
show.
It's
on a college, right?
It's at Pierce College.
I think we have something in common here.
I'm in college.
You have to be a college student to run your college radio show.
I didn't know that because I would not have done it. I went on about 8 weeks ago. My friend Tadia has a show, and it was about poetry. So I went on her show,
nice.
And I did poems for the producer, and they were crying and everything.
Nice.
And when I finished, they said, "Hey, you want a show?" And
nice.
I was like, "Okay."
That's where talent can get you.
And that's what happened. And it's about poetry. It's called The Theory, The Tony Haynes Experience on Radio. Yeah. The Theory.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And what do you guys talk about?
Poetry. I just have people who write poetry come on the show, and we talk about what puts the poetry in their lives, literally. Like, what makes them poetic, or how do they balance creativity, a relationship, and their work.
Hmm.
And I pretty much... I don't do as much of my own stuff. I just mostly talk to people, like when they go have coffee with me, and we just hang out and
that
talk
sounds familiar,
poetry.
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Doesn't
and it's college age, correct?
Yeah.
That's what majority of the people you have on there?
No, nobody from college so far. It's been just like friends of mine that write, that are like my friend Melissa Jo Hunter. She was on... she was on Joe Millionaire. She was on Millionaire Matchmaker. She's an actress, spokesmodel, but she writes poems. So I have people like that come on, and we just talk about writing for 25 minutes, and I go home.
Sounds like a dream.
Sounds
like right?
No, this is a dream.
Aww.
This show is a dream. This is beautiful. You have all these
we love you, Tony
people.
Haynes.
We do love
you. You're our hero.
Tony. Uncle T is awesome.
So anything different that you've picked up being on a college radio show, like the kind of the vibe that you get from being on campus or the things?
Yeah, I just don't like it. I'm 51 years old. I have two daughters in college. And they would never let me be on the same campus that they're on. And it's just like, you know, I'd rather be the professor than I'm old, you know. And there's young people, and they're like, I don't know. I just see kids with their pants saggy. I just don't like it. I'd rather walk around and pull everybody's pants up.
And what do you see creatively, like in their minds? Do you see?
I see
potential?
Foolishness in young
he's
people.
He's keeping it real.
Yes.
Foolishness.
I am such a fool. I would
the rod, where would I go? The rod of correction would drive it out of them.
Go.
No, just people. They don't know what's on the other side of the mountain. So, and there are a lot of young people just foolish. And I guess you have the right to be, because wisdom is. I mean, youth is wasted on the young.
And I was just going to quote that.
This is the time in your life when you can be, but because I'm older, I can see the potential. I could see the waste of energy. And you just walk around and you see young ladies who would probably do better if they worked or on a pole somewhere. Because I wouldn't allow that to be in school, half naked people. I mean, I'm pretty much a prude. I just don't.
Snap.
I don't like what I see
keeping
a lot
real.
Of the time, you know.
Keeping it so. Real for sure. What about success though? Like, have you noticed anything different from
you know, and you are listening to Worship Factory on 99.5. Just wanted to point that out.
Worship Factory 99.5.
Worship Factory. The exposed section.
So, you like saying that word, don't you?
Exposed or section?
Question?
Which one? Specify. Section, I really don't
Reel
care
it
to
in.
Say too much. Exposed
Reel
is,
it in.
Is fun. That's a fun word to say.
No, but I want to know what you have to say. Okay. In today's world, you know, do you see a difference between the young people of today going to college as opposed to, you know, maybe 40 years ago when, you know, do you see different mindsets or, oh, I have to be more realistic or I can dream bigger now?
No, it's the same because you have a certain amount of people that will mess up, a certain amount of people that will study. So you still have the same ratios that you see. I would rather it to be a little bit different because of all of the progress and all of the things people went through for people to be able to enjoy the ability to learn. Like, I'm impressed by you. You speak four languages, and you seem like a young person on the ball. So more people like you would be good.
She's in love. She's all red.
She is totally blushing right now.
No, but you speak four
I'm
languages.
So glad this is radio because you can't see how red my face is.
It is so red.
Can I ask another Tony question? Is that okay?
You go for it, Mom.
All right. This is our moment. Do you have a preference? Because I know you've written books and you're a poem guy, too. Do you have a preference between the two?
Actually, no, but what I like what we did earlier. I like to be able to just make it up to a melody.
Yeah, spontaneity.
But now I just do poems, but I do spiritual poems. Everything is spiritual. They either spell something or not spell anything. Because my life has evolved into becoming more of a spiritualist, is what I call it, that does philosophy through poetry to be able to get people to open their minds. And then the word open, O-P-E-N, you also find the word nope, N-O-P-E. So you're either going to be nope or open.
Open or nope.
That's awesome. And nope. You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5, the exposed, because I love saying that word, section. Go to worshipfactory.net, get connected, connect with us, Mariana, John.
Please,
Tony
send
will
us
be
an
on
email.
There.
We
Monique's
will be there,
on there
waiting by the computer.
She will.
For you.
She will.
Yes.
I'll probably be playing video games and get a little buzz on my phone because I'm you know, as you, if you listened to last week, I'm a little dependent on technology. But, hey, it is what it is, and I accept it, and I own it.
Own it, brother.
Oh, okay. So since you are a word guy, let's talk about dream big because, you know, I see you as the epitome of someone who has definitely taken the passion in their life and ran with it.
I'm going to show you a little something. Take the word, write the word dream.
Oh.
Not downwards, but just side by side.
Okay, side
Tony's
by
right.
side.
In the word, in the word dream, you find the word dare underneath it.
Dare.
And then the word dream, you find the word read.
Read.
And you find the word R, A-R-E. And you find the word me. And you find the word am.
Oh my gosh, he is the best.
And there are other and there are other words to be found, but I'm going to do this. So as you dream and dare to dream to become who you are and find the me, which is God, which is I am. So you dream and you follow it and you dare each day. You read between the lines. So come what may, who you are is who you will be. You find the me in you. And I am will help you dream and make it come true.
Ooh, preach.
So there is no...
Will you please post that, Mariana, on
You
yeah.
know I will
the
in a
website.
Second.
Okay.
If my phone was with me, I would do it right now.
Okay.
So there is no dream too big because it's like Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But what I find in the word small, the last write the word small down and circle the last three letters. In the word small, the last three letters are all. So to God, to us, what's small is all to God because the little things are what stop us, which hold us back. Write the word destiny down. And to us in our world, it's what our destiny is. It's just big thing. Circle the last four letters of destiny.
Tiny.
We find tiny. Mm. So what to us is our destiny, to God is just tiny.
That's
but
good.
What's small to us, to God is all. Because, you know, I've been divorced before, and I've got divorced over small things, which I thought she was my destiny. But in destiny, we find the tide changes.
So it's almost like looking at the big picture. You know, you have these big dreams and you know, dare to dream, but keep yourself open to what God has for you, to what God can the road he can take you on.
Or even more so, well, don't let the small things stop you.
Don't let the small things stop you. But as you're young, you and as you can, so you can keep your eyes open to what God has for you after you get this little thing called the spirit of discernment. And the spirit of discernment comes to you with experience, and you're able to discern, which is to tell what is this, what is that, and get the actual wisdom and essence from it. So in order to discern, you got to mess up. You got to go through this stuff. You got to be able to live your life, because the whole thing is this, the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God gets to experience a physical life through your decisions that you make. And you get to experience a spiritual life through allowing the Spirit to manifest in your
and
life.
And God's word says that if we ask for wisdom, he will give it to it if we are earnestly seeking him. I think it's just interesting that at that last part of that verse says, if we earnestly seek it. We can't just say, okay, God, you know, give me wisdom. No, we have to actually sit still and be listening and to what you were saying, to the Holy Spirit, to give us that discernment.
What's the first four letters of earnest?
E-A-R-N.
So you earn it through what? Through leaving the nest, earning it through experience, because it's like asking God for patience. That's the last thing you want to ask him for.
Yeah, I don't ask God for patience anymore.
So asking for wisdom is the same thing, because then you, in order to get it, you gotta go through some stuff. You gotta go through everything. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, because in order to be wise, leaving the word wise, the outer word of wise is we, the inner word of wise is. So it asks a question. Is we wise? And it makes a statement. We is wise.
You go with those words. I don't ever want to play Scrabble with you, ever.
So in case you haven't noticed, we have with us the wonderful word aficionado, who has helped us to understand the world in a different way. And we are so thankful to have you in studio with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How can we pray for you really quick in 5 seconds?
How can we pray for you?
Oh, you already have. I always pray prayers of thanks.
There you go.
Because it's already done.
Well, thank you, God, for
Tony. That's amazing. And you've been listening to Worship Factor in KKLA 99.5. We will see you guys next week, most likely, barring some type of uncandous miracle where, you know, I'm not here and you guys don't have to put up with
and
me.
And email us.
Email us.
Yes, exposed@worshipfactory.net. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys. Bye.